Hey, sad to get you out in this heat.
That's all right.
Not sure if neighbors have kind of told you what we're doing out here at all.
I don't know. I actually don't live here. It's my sister's house.
Oh, okay.
Just visiting. Let me get her for you.
Yeah, if she's around, that'd be nice.
Tara, do you have a second?
Nice day, though, huh?
Yeah, a lot better than the past few we had in terms of humidity.
Oh, yeah, and the rain had last night, huh?
Right, all the rain. That really washed things away.
Hi.
Hey, I was just telling your brother there, we're kind of treating some of the newer homes.
Oh, okay.
Just as they settle and crack a little bit, we've been getting a lot of spiders out here.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing uncommon. Just new homes see that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, wasp and an occasional ant from the mulch. So they're just having us do kind of a group rate. Just keep the cost a little bit lower on our end.
Okay.
Save some time and gas. But we've actually got time. Talking with Debbie there, she's probably going to do about 3 o'clock, so we can do anything after that. So I don't know what your schedule's like.
Is this from Ryan Holmes?
No, it's independent. Like I said, we're having us do a group rate.
It's not something I can make a decision on right now.
Sure.
I think we're okay. And with the little one at home, I need to plan for stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So, I understand.
If you have a brochure, you're welcome to leave it for some information. That's fine.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I'm not going to make a quick decision.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just something you need to talk to your husband about.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Well, we're going to be out here till about 7, so if you want, I can swing back a little bit later when we're through.
Okay. Well, what's the cost? What?
Sure. Yeah, let me show you. What do you have on square footage here?
No idea.
About 30, what, the inside of the house?
Yeah, living space.
Around 3,000, 3,100.
Okay, that average out here.
Yeah.
So typically from Bridgeport out to your place, the initial, they'll start out at 180.
Okay.
And then we're just dropping that out to 85, like I say, where we're saving time out here. Carpenter ants, they're having us do no charges because all that mulch being brought in brings in those eggs.
Right.
They come in from old ground-up trees, so their eggs are sticking to that stuff. Wasps we're doing. Ticks we do right now basically just because the rabbits and the groundhogs you get.
Okay.
Carry those kind of things. And stink bugs are an issue. So
okay.
Basically just having us do everything at 85. And then EPA sets a standard on all pest control products. So 2 months and they have to biodegrade. So a little bit more frequent than it used to be, like chlordane and that diazinon and bad stuff.
Sure.
So we're coming out July and August. Gets us to the adults and the pupa.
Okay.
And then these two in the fall, when it's cooler, that's when the spiders and the mice are starting to move around from all the construction. And then these three next spring, of course, it's warm again, so those eggs hatch.
Okay.
We just eliminate them as they start laying again.
Okay.
So it's just a year for the new homes, not doing like a three-year thing. And then they'll just keep you at that same 85 through the year, just keep it at that base cost.
So it's 85 each time or 85 for each of the pests?
No, I'm sorry, just each time, just per service. Yeah, so 85 every 2 months. And then any time in between, like if mice or something are showing up, we come out for free and take care of it.
Okay.
So like stink bugs are usually more in the spring, occasionally in the fall. I don't know where you moved in from.
Close by.
So you're
familiar? I'm
familiar
with all those.
Good. Well, they're not too bad out here. Only a few neighbors have seen them here and there. It's not an issue yet.
Right.
Which is the point of the spray right now, to kind of be more proactive.
Sure.
Kind of lock the house
so
down.
So it's 4 payments of $85,
mm-hmm.
come out July, August, and then October and December.
Right.
Together.
Yeah, and then we would do 3 more next spring. So next year we'd do 3 more again.
Okay.
And that's just kind of when it's warming up again, the eggs start hatching.
Them.
You've got it.
Okay.
And I've noticed from my own experience, like where they leave these walls open from construction there,
right.
that material, a lot of times spiders and ants are laying eggs in it.
Sure.
Sheetrockers come, they start, you know, enclosing them in the walls. So we actually do a little bit indoor, different from like Terminex or anybody. We don't spray on the baseboards.
Okay.
We don't find it real effective. We figure if the bugs are in the walls, we need to go in the wall. So we treat where the pipe is, where the void is, that
okay.
around your sinks.
Yeah.
Just take that needle-looking unit and put it right along the pipe into the plumbing voids.
Okay.
And put a bait in there, and then anything on your plumbing where there's condensation, they'll get the bait, take it back to the nest. So that way we can avoid any kind of baseboard spraying.
Great.
So that's included in the cost. You're not paying more.
Okay.
You said the developer asked you to reduce the rates on some of the treatments?
It was actually independent. We had a neighbor transfer the service from their last house.
Right.
And so Point has authorized us to come out and keep a, get a new route. Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
if he's here today, he can do all of them.
Right.
As opposed to from the back out.
Yeah, and then we save time through the whole year by having multiple homeowners.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, so you know. And that's why they let us do the Carpenter Ant. It's a better product. It's the only one of its kind on the market right now. The patent will be released next year. So that cost should go down for us, but that's where we're throwing in more value for everybody to start to kind of get that new route ready to go.
Okay.
So,
what kind of warranty do you offer?
Yeah, money-back guarantee. So if any time in between you're seeing stuff, we come out for free. If we're spraying and it's not taking care of any issues, we refund your last payment and try again because bugs grow immune to products. So we've got to have a couple of chances.
Right.
If it's still not satisfactory and we're not cutting it, just cancel the service. We don't even bother wasting our time or your money. So hasn't come to that.
Right.
We'd be out of business a long time ago.
Sure.
So, but yeah, good question. What were you going
to
ask?
So it is. It's basically today signing the contract would be 7 months, $85.
Yeah, 7 treatments. So
$85 each.
Yep, you got it.
And then can you just cancel at any time? Like if, you know, we decide we don't want to do the spring.
After the first year, you're welcome to. It's just we're spreading that cost through the whole year.
Okay.
And really, to be honest, as we start spraying, you don't see a lot. They start picking up their eggs, start moving the nest.
Okay.
You may just be kind of shifting the problem, and then you see it next year in a different spot.
Okay.
So where you've probably had older homes, you'll see an ant colony. Every year, you see it in just different spots.
Sure.
So that's the same ants, and that's why I do that full year, because really, they're going to be hatching all through the year. Stink bugs we had in the December even last year.
Yeah,
it was mild.
Yeah, exactly. It was mild.
My house, but it don't bother me. I don't bother them.
The only concern is just progressive.
Yeah.
You know, they just get a little more exponential each year.
Yeah.
So, but where we're here, we're probably going to be out here probably till about 7, like I said.
Okay.
Is that sometime
how
in your...
How long does it take to do the treatment?
Good question. The inside's like 5 minutes just around the plumbing. Outside's about 40 minutes.
Okay, but you'll be outside.
Yeah.
And do I have to worry about with him? Do you have any... I'm also pregnant, so
okay,
obviously...
Okay, good. Yeah. We do ask you to stay off at about 10 minutes, 15, let it dry.
Okay.
On a kind of more cloudy day, give it even a half hour.
Okay.
But 10, 15 minutes is sufficient. And the only thing we have that's odored is rosemary oil. And that keeps the spider webbing from sticking to the house.
Okay.
So that's the only odor. And then inside, like I said, it's just minimal. And we only do the inside about once a year.
Okay.
Just we figure if we're doing the job right outside, then nothing new should be coming in.
Gotcha.
So that's the hope there.
Okay, that makes sense.
But yeah, we use the same products in like hospitals, the granaries. We treat the cereal and stuff.
Okay.
So you're not
waking
up.
Who in the neighborhood was it that transferred? Or you?
It's Pam. She's up at the top there.
Okay.
Yeah, so a little bit newer in the area.
Okay.
And then I think it was the same developer. I don't know if you know Sage.
Mm-mm.
And Blossom.
No.
No, it's just down the road.
Okay.
We did about 8 homes over there last night.
Okay.
So it's been mice. They get a little bit over there. I'm not sure. Have you seen any of that out here?
No mice yet.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I've seen.
No.
So with all the fields back there, it wouldn't surprise me.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I wouldn't either.
Farm field right behind them.
Well, oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. When did you move in?
March, April.
Oh, you're brand new. Okay.
Brand new. Yep.
Some of these have been in here since August, haven't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a couple here that are a couple years old.
Yeah, so I've seen some stuff here.
Yeah.
I know I talked to one lady. She's with Terminix up there on the top.
Okay.
Apparently, she had a lot of clover mites coming in and ants. So
sure.
In
all
the
right.
area.
Well, I appreciate it. What's your name?
I'm Josh.
Josh? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Kara.
You're Kara.
Thanks. I'll have to give it a thought.
Okay. Yeah, and did you want me to swing back when I'm done with Debbie over there?
Yeah, I mean, you can, and then I'll let you know.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check back in with you. Give you time to call your husband there.
Okay.
So,
great.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
Yep. An interesting one, let me see. Not my smoothest one, would it be?
Nope.